We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We've reached the most critical juncture of the college baseball season, meaning things have reached new levels of seriousness on College Sports Now.
My redneck took over, and I just reached down and grabbed it.
What do you think Tusk would have done to this thing if Tusk had gotten a hold of this raccoon?
Oh, gosh. I would definitely say he was lucky to come across me. I definitely don't think that would have ended well for Mr. Raccoon.
Join Kyle Schasberger, Michael Serber, and I, David Kahn, on this unique journey through the College World Series. Just search College Sports Now.
Well, hi, everybody. This is John Cox. Welcome back in to another edition of Inside Southern Miss Athletics, our weekly look kind of behind the scenes of what's going on at Southern Miss. We've got a great show for you today, kind of centered on Golden Eagle Baseball, which had a great week last week as they won the regional championship and move on into the super regional round of the NCAA Baseball Championships. We're going to visit first with, as we always do, with our Director of Athletics, Jeremy McClain. Then we'll spend some time with Deputy Athletic Director Jeff Mitchell, who's been kind of in charge of running the show at both the Conference USA Tournament, the NCAA Regionals, and now the Super Regional here at Pete Taylor Park. And then visit and talk about baseball history and with Jack Duggan, the Sports Information Director for the Golden Eagles. So a good show, all centered around Golden Eagle baseball. And we'll start off with our Director of Athletics, Jeremy McClain. And Jeremy, we'll talk about some of the history and some of the things in a minute, but a tremendous event this past weekend at Pete Taylor Park. The regionals, four really good baseball teams slugging it out and battling for that regional championship. But baseball aside, an amazing turnout by our Golden Eagle fans, the folks in and around Hattiesburg, the folks that love Southern Miss. It was an amazing atmosphere this past weekend.
Yeah, John, you hit the nail on the head. Just an unbelievable environment. Really, really thankful to our fans for not only showing up, but being loud and energetic and engaged and really providing a home field advantage. And, you know, our guys earned the right to host that thing, and then our fans really showed up and made the difference. And I don't know if we get it done without them. So very thankful for that. Very thankful for our community. And when I say that, that's a long list of people. From the city of Hattiesburg to really kind of rallying behind us in a lot of different ways, to local law enforcement, to, you know, you can just got to go down the list. I mean, a lot of people helped make that happen and did it in a really, really high level way. And so just very thankful for everybody who's been a part of it. And it was a fun weekend. You know, I found myself a couple times trying to just stop and take it in for a minute, because I don't know if there are many places in the country that had a better environment this weekend. And so just really, again, thankful for that. And I, you know, it was fun to see, and obviously really fun to be able to get that last out and have everybody celebrate.
Like you, I spent most of the day at Pete Taylor Park, but the few times I did go other places around town, people would immediately ask you, are you here for the conference tournament? What about the tournament? You might run into folks from the other schools in and around town. Just a lot of fun. Hattiesburg became the baseball capital of Mississippi over the weekend.
Yeah, and we all know that, right? We know that this is a great baseball community, and we got a strong, passionate fan base, especially when it comes to baseball. And so we all know that, and I hope the other folks, you know, got to see that who were visiting. I do think, and going back to what a good regional it was, you know, you got four really good teams. It was probably the most competitive regional I can remember, as far as every game really coming down to one inning or one play or comeback wins, whatever the case may be. You know, just a really exciting regional. And so, you know, from the visitor's perspective and folks who came in, we hope they had a chance to experience Hattiesburg a little bit and you know, left with an appreciation of how passionate our fan base is and how engaged they are and what a great program we have here. And Coach Barry's done an excellent job of getting us to a place where year in, year out, you know, we're contending for these kind of things, and to be able to break through was really a big deal for us.
And what I thought was neat, too, whether their team was playing or not, it seemed like fans from the two schools that weren't playing a particular session were there just watching baseball.
Yeah, you know, and that's always fun, right? If you love baseball, this was a place to be, like I said. Engaged fan base. Even again, people, like you said, people came back who weren't necessarily playing, but they were really competitive games. There's a lot of talent in this regional as far as players on the field. And so, yeah, a really, really, really good baseball to watch. And if you're a fan of baseball, it was a really, really fun weekend.
And like you mentioned, it's one of those times where everybody kind of came together, as you mentioned, around the city of Hattiesburg, Forest County, Lamar County, the university community. Everybody was willing to volunteer to help out any way that they could.
Yeah, and that goes a long way, John. And, you know, and we don't have to ask people to help us. And that's, you know, that's a special thing, too. And, you know, we don't have to go and, you know, beg the city to get behind us or ask, you know, the university to do this or do that. People are ready and willing to jump in and be a part of it. And it's, you know, it's impactful to all of us. You know, the economic impact of hosting these tournaments for our community is very, very significant. And so people realize, or business owners realize, or you know, folks in the community realize that this is really beneficial to not just our campus, but to our community as a whole. And so very thankful, again, for the people who are willing to just jump in and help make it as good as it can possibly be.
Visiting with our director of athletics, Jeremy McLean, talking about last week's regional baseball championships here at Pete Taylor Park, and now the super regional coming to Pete Taylor Park. And Jeremy, those are hard to get. It's hard to get there into that super regional round. The Eagles have done that, so ought to be another great atmosphere. Really, really good battle coming up for the Golden Eagles this weekend.
Yeah, it will be, obviously. You know, an opponent we're very familiar with, and you know, to have a regional where you got two Mississippi teams, I think says a lot, first of all, about baseball in the state of Mississippi. You know, those of us who follow it closely understand and know how good it is from every level. You know, youth baseball to high school to junior college, Division II, you name it, there's great baseball in the state of Mississippi. And so this is a testament to that, I think, to be able to host a regional here in Hattiesburg and be able to host Ole Miss and fight for that spot to get to the College World Series. And so going to be a great weekend, going to be a very hard ticket to get. And I know people understand that, and I know some people won't be happy about that, but that's the nature of it. And, you know, we're obviously going to try to accommodate our season ticket holders and Eagle Club members with priority opportunities, and we'll see what's, you know, where we go from there. But fully anticipate a pretty quick sellout, and you know, anticipate that we'll have another outstanding environment come this weekend.
Let's talk a moment about our Golden Eagle baseball team. As you watched each and every game this past weekend, what sort of stood out to you? What impressed you about our Golden Eagle baseball team?
Resilience. You know, I think the thing for me was, you know, just watching those guys. I kind of joke with somebody. Anybody who knows and has watched us this year knows Danny Lynch is a leader on this team, and I'm kind of in the and I'm not going to share too many secrets, but was in the locker room after, not in the locker room, but in the coach's offices after the game on Saturday night. It was obviously a difficult loss. And, you know, Danny kind of walks by and says, hey, we've won three games in a row 11 times this year, and we can do it again. And just kind of, you know, very matter-of-factly. And so for me, I say that to say I think that's a glimpse into the confidence, the approach. And so that level of resiliency, I think, is something that's special. And not a lot of teams could have – Saturday night might have been – I've been doing this a long time. I've played a lot of baseball games, watched a lot of baseball games. Saturday night might have been the most difficult game – to be on the wrong side of that I've ever experienced. And so for our guys to get up and have to play the next day at 1 o'clock and after that type of game, but to fight through that, to win that game, turn around and win another game that night, and then get it done yesterday, that level of resiliency and toughness is not common. And so for me, that was what really jumped out at me. There was a lot of great plays made. There's a lot of great pitches made, a lot of big hits. Guys stepped up. But the thing kind of as a group that jumped out at me was a level of resiliency and fight in the group. And I think that can't be overstated.
And a great example of that, I mean, in the game on Sunday, the elimination game with Kennesaw, Eagles are maybe an out or two, a strike or two away from being eliminated from the thing. Next thing you know, they're the regional champions.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's kind of part of that whole narrative there, is that there were plenty of opportunities during the weekend where our guys could have, you know, said, hey, it's a little too tough, and they didn't. And you know, there's a lot of examples of coming down to one strike in several of those games, and our guys stepped up to the challenge and got it done.
Teams kind of take on the personality of their coach, and I see that in a lot of our baseball guys. They listen to Coach Barry. He talks about baseball. He talks about life and things after baseball, and the guys kind of buy into everything Scott says, and they'll kind of repeat it almost like he does when you ask him a question.
Yeah, I really believe in that, and I think you do see that with our guys and with Scott, and kind of they're you know, the kind of makeup of this team, and you know, I think this team has great chemistry too, and you kind of see that. And the camaraderie and those things, especially when you get to the postseason, just are critical. And because it's going to be tough, it's going to get tough. You're going to be down. You're going to be in situations that you really got to fight to earn, you know, earn it. And and again, that's who Scott is. That's how he approaches it. And Scott is not he is not afraid to work. And I do think this team takes on that personality and you know, how he goes about his business.
Probably as well respected as anybody in the game of college baseball.
Yeah, he is, and he's earned that. I mean, that's you know, it's not something that people, you know, respect is earned, and in this case, Scott has most definitely earned that from people, you know, in this community, from people within the game, other coaches, media, whatever the case may be. You know, if Scott Barry's name comes up, yeah, there's a lot of respect to be had there, and he has absolutely earned every bit of it.
All right, we're visiting with our director of athletics, Jeremy McClain, as the Eagles get ready to play the NCAA Super Regional this weekend against the Ole Miss Rebels. All right, let's talk about that Super Regional. If folks are trying to come, tickets, of course, are going to go, if they haven't already gone, tickets are going to go quick. What do people have to do? How do you get a ticket for this big weekend series?
Here's what I would tell you right now. If you're a season ticket holder, an Eagle Club member, you should have already gotten communication, you know, in your inbox, and so make sure that you're following those instructions, and that you're communicating with the Eagle Club and going online and doing the things that they've asked us to do from a ticket standpoint. So that's the main thing right now, is for our folks to make sure that they're, you know, they've got that communication, that they're doing what they've been asked to do. And yeah, this is going to be a sellout, and it's going to happen pretty quick, and it's going to be a very hard ticket to get. But we want to make sure that our season ticket holders and Eagle Club members have the priority to get done what they need to get done.
A little bit different from a regional or a conference tournament, down to two teams, but two in-state teams make those tickets very scarce.
Yeah, and one of the things, the super regional is a little different than the regional. We actually have to give the opponent substantially more tickets, make more tickets available to them than we did during the regionals. And so that begins to change kind of the makeup of our facility and makeup of our seating, and so we have to move some things around. So we're doing our best to accommodate everyone we can, but it does change the way we operate as far as from regional to super regional. So yeah, it's going to be a really tough ticket to get, and you know, I'm thankful that it's going to be a packed house and we're going to have a great environment.
Hats off to all the folks in athletics, particularly our promotions people, our marketing people, the people that facilities people, people who seem like they're there 24 hours a day. These things don't just happen. A lot of people have to pitch in, and everybody in athletics did that this past weekend, and we'll do it again this week.
Yeah, it's all hands on deck, John, and from everybody, you know, from Jeff Mitchell, who's been running these tournaments, to our marketing folks, to communications, to grounds crew, to custodial, to concessions, all the way down the list. Our ticket staff has been fantastic, Eagle Club folks, parking. You know, you kind of go all the way down that list. They have burned the midnight oil trying to make sure we do this the best way we possibly can. And so I'm very, very thankful for everyone who's been a part of this. And it is our athletic staff, but it's even well beyond that. So just very thankful for everyone who's been a part of it. And we're going to have another great weekend in front of us.
And our good friends over the St. Thomas Catholic Church here on campus, they almost turned the church facilities over to us for these tournaments.
Yeah, we are so fortunate to have that relationship. And they've been great about allowing us to utilize some of their space and share some parking with us and things like that. That if it weren't for that, I'm not sure we could manage this the way we do. And so we're very, very thankful to the church for sure.
Well, it's the Golden Eagles and Ole Miss, and I know the athletic director has got a lot of duties, but when it comes game time, you like to sit there and watch the game. You're not going to miss any of those ball games, are you?
No, I try to find a spot where I can watch. You know, I enjoy visiting with folks and try to do that before and after the game. But once I'm not a great person to sit by or talk to when the game's going on, because I'm pretty locked in and hard. Old habits die hard, so it's hard for me not to do that. But again, as a baseball person, enjoys the game. This has been fantastic baseball, and I have no doubt it will be again this weekend.
You mentioned a moment ago Jeff Mitchell, our deputy athletic director here at Southern Miss, who now has put together a Conference USA tournament, a regional tournament, now the super regional tournament. He's done an amazing job.
Yeah, when you run these things, you know, you're pulled in a million directions. You got a lot of people you're trying to communicate with, and Jeff is just, he's done a fantastic job of doing that, of making sure that communication is done well, people know where they're supposed to be and what's happening, and other teams are taken care of, umpires are taking care of the whole thing. And so he has done a really, really good job of running some very professional tournaments, and needs to be commended for that, and I really appreciate his work.
Hey, thanks for the visit. It's a lot of fun right now at Southern Miss Baseball. Looking for another big weekend. Thanks for the visit.
Thanks, John.
Jeremy McClain, our Director of Athletics, taking us inside Southern Miss Athletic. And when we come back, we'll sit down and visit with the Deputy Athletic Director here at Southern Miss. Jeff Mitchell stopped by to visit with us. Back in a moment inside Southern Miss Athletics.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The Keg and Barrel in Hattiesburg is a proud sponsor of Southern Miss Athletics and wishes the Golden Eagles the best of luck during the season. The Keg and Barrel is located at 1315 Hardy Street in a 100-year-old home and has a full food menu. The Keg and Barrel is open for business 7 days a week and are proud sponsors of Southern Miss Athletics and Golden Eagle Baseball.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, my name's not Smokey, and I'm certainly not a bear, but I do come bearing an important message regarding wildfires. If it's a windy day, don't burn. And make sure you're not under a burn ban. Because like the slogan says, only you can prevent wildfires. I know, it sounds better when he says it. So pretend it came from a big furry bear in a ranger hat. And visit msforestry.com for more wildfire prevention tips. A message from the Mississippi Forestry Commission through a grant from the USDA Forest Service.
Hey, sports fans. Bancorp South knows no matter where you are in life, there's nothing quite like game day. That's why our team of experts is committed to providing the financial resources you need for those tense moments and big wins. Bancorp South is right where you are and proud to be part of your team. Visit BancorpSouth.com/gameday for more information. Member FDIC.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome back in to another edition of Inside Southern Miss Athletics. We're going to continue to talk about baseball and postseason baseball here at Southern Miss and spend some time with our Deputy Director of Athletics, Jeff Mitchell, who I don't know if anybody, Jeff, has run a conference tournament, a regional tournament, and now a super regional tournament all in the same year, but that's exactly what you're doing right now.
Well, thank you, John. I tell you what, it has been so exciting for me personally to assist with putting on these tournaments, but I've really enjoyed working with the team of individuals within the athletics department across our campus, the city of Hattiesburg, and just watching our fans enjoy college baseball in what has been just an electric environment at the Pete these past several weeks.
What's the challenge of putting together, I guess, the challenge of a conference tournament? You've got eight teams. The challenge of a regional, you've got four. Now the super regional, we've got two. They probably all have different challenges, though.
Yeah, from a logistics standpoint, the conference tournament was the most challenging. A lot of teams to move around. The schedules are right on top of each other from the standpoint of when games start, a tight turnaround time. You've got to get teams in and out. The regional tournament was not as complicated, but there are certain NCAA logistics and requirements and restrictions that are in play that we have to follow. And you've got NCAA officials on site that you're collaborating with. And so it's a little different that way. And now as we look forward to a regional tournament, John, the difference there will be just the intensity of the moment. Okay, it's just two teams, but this is for a spot in Omaha. And there's no better way to describe it than the level of intensity is going to be off the charts.
And particularly when you have two schools that compete against each other in everything, whether it be academics or athletics, Southern Miss and Ole Miss compete against each other in everything. And so this will be a little more than maybe one of the other super regionals around the country.
Oh, that's right. I mean, the two times that we've played each other this year in baseball, one at Trustmark and one here during the midweek, were highly attended ball games, and they were competitive ball games. And but now with a trip to Omaha on the line, it does intensify, and just the magnitude of an NCAA championship, again with those restrictions and certain requirements that have to be met, it's just magnified. And now we're excited about it. We're ready for the opportunity. We're prepared for this weekend, just as we were for the regional, just as we were for the conference tournament. And again, that's a credit to our staff.
And it talks about how important baseball is in Mississippi and how successful it is in Mississippi. You got Mississippi State, who won the national championship, I guess, a year ago, and now Southern Miss and Ole Miss are trying to do the same thing.
Yeah, we're going to have another Mississippi team in Omaha this year, and that's a remarkable achievement. Baseball has such a rich tradition in the state of Mississippi at all levels, junior college, Division III, Division II, and certainly Division I. And so it's neat that the nation will be watching Mississippi this weekend as we battle Ole Miss for a trip to Omaha.
Talk a bit of how it has to change. People who come to a regular season game at Southern Miss see some of the bells and whistles we do to promote and make the atmosphere fun for the fans. A lot of that you can't do, though, in these NCAA events.
Yeah, that's one of those restrictions. So we can't play walk-up music. We have to be careful about some of the amenities that we've put in play for – this year with the new lights and the scoreboard. There are just some regulations that we have to follow, which we're happy to do. That's an NCAA championship, and that's everybody has to do it that way. But sometimes you have to be creative, and we can sneak in some music, that gets the crowd pumped up at the appropriate time. And there's no rules against it, but we play music sometimes that doesn't necessarily come with the batter walking up. Sometimes it's played at a different time, but at the end of the day, we're following the manual as it's presented. We're working with our site reps and continuing to make the atmosphere as electric as we possibly can.
Jeff Mitchell's visiting with us. He's the Deputy Director of Athletics here at Southern Miss and the guy that's kind of coordinating, I guess, tournament director would probably be the correct term, of the upcoming Super Regional between Southern Miss and Ole Miss here on the Golden Eagle campus. Jeff, you've got a baseball background. I know you love the game of baseball. How has it sort of changed from the days you were playing baseball to what we see these big tournaments, these big events right now?
Well, I do have a great baseball background. I played for Jim Page at Millsaps College, who continues to be the college coach at Millsaps, and just won his 800th game this year. You know, so I was raised, so to speak, in a winning baseball program, and so I'm able to carry that over to what we're doing here in my role. The game's changed a lot, and the fanfare, the bells and whistles, as you alluded to, are all magnified now. And to be great and to put on the level of sophistication and the type of baseball atmosphere that our fans expect here, we have to continue to adapt. And I think we've really done that in the last couple of years as we've tried to get ready to be in a position to do what we're doing this year, to host a conference tournament, to host a regional tournament, to host a super regional tournament. And it's just the continued growth of the game itself, and it's the continued growth of our department and the amount of resources and focus that we're putting on the sport of baseball.
As you mentioned, the NCAA will have representatives here to kind of work hand-in-hand with you and the rest of our staff to make this Super Regional successful. What are some of the things that are discussed between you and the NCAA reps in regards to this Super Regional?
Well, there's a strict timeline that most baseball teams are used to, but it's just enhanced a little bit, and it's when you see a team take the field, it is coordinated to the second. When you have practice days before the regional tournament starts, it is scripted to the second. There's a start time, there's an end time, there are administrative meetings. There's a lot of planning. I've already been on the phone with our site rep twice today. And we're excited about this weekend. Everything's in line. We've got a few logistics that we still got to work out as we get closer to the weekend. But the relationship that we've got with our site reps has been really good. And we're excited to work with them again this weekend.
What are some of the challenges? Obviously, getting all the people in and out and making sure that they enjoy the experience and everything's done in a safe and a good way. But what are some of the challenges you face that maybe people won't think about?
Well, a lot of it is just how we get people into the stadium, how we get them seated, and how they're able to access concession line, restroom lines. Again, our staff is doing a remarkable job in preparing for that and to troubleshooting during the course of an event to make sure that fans are enjoying themselves, that they're safe, and that they can get what they want to get to. And we've already had a meeting with concessions this morning. We'll do a few little things differently. At the Super Regional, we'll have some hawkers available to sell beverages in the stands to help what they say is bust lines, you know, just to minimize some of the length of lines at concession stands. I credit Aramark for doing a great job at the conference tournament, at the regional tournament, to help move lines more quickly and to provide our fans with as quick a level of service as possible under the circumstances. We have a cooling area for our fans that may have some heat-related issues. and serving a lot of water. And I can't emphasize enough how important it is for our fans to hydrate before coming to Pete Taylor Park. Our games are at 3 o'clock both Saturday and Sunday this coming weekend, so it will be warm. So it is important that fans take care of themselves so that they can enjoy the baseball games.
Jeremy and I were talking about this a moment ago. We're lucky that our good friends at St. Thomas Catholic Church, which is adjacent there to Pete Taylor Park, they go out of their way to help us out, and that's a great facility there. But Aramark, and there's a lot of people in and around the campus of the physical plant that are all kind of behind the scenes, but couldn't do it without those folks.
I can't say enough about the wonderful people and the wonderful work that our campus partners do, from our custodial staff to our police department to our Sweatman security guards. The list goes on and on, and it's really important that we are communicating with each other, that we're collaborating. We've done that very well for the past couple of weekends. We'll do it well again this weekend too, and everybody's excited. They love the atmosphere that the Pete provides for our fans and for our baseball program, and we're just going to continue to do it that way, and it's the only way we know how, and to do it right, and we're excited about it.
Jeff Mitchell is our Deputy Director of Athletics here at Southern Miss and the Tournament Director of not only this year's Conference USA Tournament and the Regional Tournament that just finished up, but this weekend's Super Regional, and doing a great job with a lot of our staff in and around the campus of the University of Southern Mississippi. What are some concerns you might have? What do the people need to know maybe about when they come to Pete Taylor Park, when they come to Hattiesburg? What are some things they need to know about doing this in a safe way and making it an enjoyable experience for everybody?
Well, the gates will open at 1 p.m. That is when batting practice will begin for the games, and it's going to take some time for people to file into the ballpark. It is going to take some time to get through concession lines if you're interested in that, and we're going to have to manage the heat a little bit. So just be safe and be smart as you prepare to come to the ballpark. Take some time to get there early so that you can get in the ballpark safely and not be rushed. Parking will be at a premium, so arrive early to find parking. And then once you get in the ballpark, enjoy it. This is a super regional, and there's only 8 of them in the country, and we get to host it here in Hattiesburg. And so we're thrilled about that, and we're excited for our fans to have a fun weekend.
All right, let's talk real quick about some things the fans need to keep in mind. If you you mentioned some of this, but if I'm driving in from parts of Mississippi or Louisiana, Alabama, wherever I'm coming from, what do I need to know? How do I make this a safe experience?
Well, game times are at 3 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Batting practice will begin at 1. That's when the gates open, so it'll be a fun experience 2 hours before the game. Fans should arrive early just to find parking so as to not be rushed getting into the stadium. Fans should hydrate so that they will be safe with the heat. That is a concern. Fans should, once they get to the ballpark, arrive early so they can find their seats. Every seat in the grandstand for the Super Regional, John, will be reserved. So you will have a seat according to your ticket.
And, of course, the folks out in the right field roost, how does a Super Regional, an NCAA Super Regional, affect them, if any way?
We will apply the same level of service to them as we have. They can arrive as gates open and can pull their cars and trucks into their roost spots, and they will do what the roosters do out there.
Hey, real quick, what do you enjoy about doing this? It's a lot of work. You got to feel like it's a 24-hour-a-day thing here during these events, but what do you enjoy the most about hosting one of these and being involved in it?
Well, I've always wanted to be a part of a team, and I think that is really what's driven me to work in college athletics, and I certainly feel a part of this team, not only specifically to the Southern Miss baseball program, but the university as well, and I believe that there's no better compliment that you can receive than to be called a great teammate, and I try to be a great teammate to everybody with whom I work.
Well, you're doing a great job, and your crew is doing a great job. A great event, conference tournament, great event. This regional just finished up. I know the super regional will be just as well run, and been another great event, and hopefully a good weekend for the Golden Eagles. But thanks for visiting with us, Jeff, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, John.
All right, Jeff Mitchell, he is the Deputy Director of athletics here at Southern Miss and also the tournament director of the upcoming Super Regional between Southern Miss and Ole Miss here at Pete Taylor Park. When we come back, we'll talk Golden Eagle baseball history with the old left-hander. Jack Duggan stops by to visit us. When we come back, this is Inside Southern Miss Athletics.
So much has changed about our lives, the way we shop, play, work, and learn, especially how we experience healthcare. Today and always, Forest General Hospital is doing everything possible to ensure your health and safety. The experienced team of professionals provides the latest treatment options with the warmth and compassion you deserve. We do what is best for our patients. It's our mission. It is why we are here. Forest General Hospital. Warm service, safe environment, exceptional care. Visit ForestGeneral.com for more information.
Pine Belt Trophy is a proud sponsor of Southern Miss Athletics and has been an Eagles supporter for over 20 years. Pine Belt Trophy offers laser engraving, glass etching, hand engraving for specialty items, and all of your trophy and award needs. Pine Belt Trophy is conveniently located at 905 Hardy Street. Call Jimmy Moore at 601-582-9273. Pine Belt Trophy says go Eagles and Southern Miss to the top.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. To find out how Shelter can be there for you, visit shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
And welcome back, everybody. We're going to continue to go inside Southern Miss Athletics, and this week concentrating on Golden Eagle baseball and all the great things that have happened to Golden Eagle baseball. And one of the guys that's been a part of all of that for a long time is the longtime old left-hander, Jack Duggan, the assistant athletic director for communications here at Southern Miss. And Jack, we've been together a lot of times. We've seen a lot of great moments in Golden Eagle baseball. Hard to rank them all, but this past weekend's got to rank right up there with them.
Well, John, it certainly does to win a regional at home, to beat a perennial power in LSU twice in 2 days, and really, you know, could have had them beat on a Saturday night, but had one bad inning the whole weekend, and it unfortunately cost us a ball game. But I tell you what, it was quite a special weekend. You know, if you read around a lot of the things around the country, they said that the Hattiesburg Regional might have been the best one of any of the 16 that were taking place last weekend, and you know, a bunch of close ball games, and we had four really good teams in, four very class programs, and Army, West Point, Kennesaw State, and LSU, and it's tiring, but it is a fun weekend, and hopefully our fans enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, Jeremy McClain and I were talking a little while ago. It was a regional where the Eagles, of course, won it, but there was a point where one more strike, one more out, and Eagles might have been out of the thing, but they found a way to come back, win that 10-inning ball game against Kennesaw State, and go on to win the championship.
Yeah, you just got to figure out a way. And you know, Scott Barry said in his post game one day that you know, new heroes are made in the postseason. And you look at the guys that stepped up the weekend. Justin Storm, who pitched five just incredible innings for the Golden Eagles on Sunday night. And then Tyler Stewart, who got the last four outs in the championship game on Monday. And it's just, you know, just guys that get a chance to shine in a really a big stage in a regional, and a chance to move on to one of 16 teams left is really quite special.
College baseball is so popular now, but particularly so maybe in the state of Mississippi. So many good teams. Mississippi State, the national champion a year ago. Ole Miss has always been successful. Southern Miss has always been successful. So this is kind of the hotbed, the center of college baseball right now, the state of Mississippi.
Well, it is, John, and I tell you what, I don't think there's any state that has the furor that college baseball has here in the state of Mississippi. You know, top three programs, you know, all top 20 in the country in attendance. You know, if you take the top three programs of any state, I think you'd find that that Mississippi ranks right there at the top, and it is a lot of fun. Our people really enjoy baseball in the spring, and you can just tell that. You can tell that all over the state of Mississippi, and the fact that we'll be able to kind of put the state on the map again this weekend is quite a fun thing to have, and we look forward to hosting a very special super regional this weekend.
Yeah, not just the Division I schools in the state of Mississippi, but the lower NCAA classifications, the junior college ranks, the high school. Baseball matters in Mississippi.
Well, it does, and you look at the MHSAA state playoffs. They play in the AA ballpark in Jackson every year, all six classifications. You look at the lower levels. Delta State is always a perennial power. Pearl River Community College just won a junior college national championship last week. And, you know, it goes on and on and on with how much people love baseball here in this great state. And I tell you, it's nice. It's a nice problem to have. And, you know, if you love baseball, it's a great place to live in.
All right, let's talk a little bit about some of the challenges you face. This is three consecutive tournaments that you've had to be in charge of from the communications, media relations standpoint. Eight teams in the conference tournament, four teams in the regional, now two teams, but the workload probably gets more and harder as you go along through these tournaments.
Well, it does, and I mean, you're going to basically have the entire state of Mississippi who will be focused here this weekend. And, you know, I would expect that we will have a huge, huge media crowd. I mean, we issued almost 90 credentials for media last week for the regional, and I expect that number to be probably right around that number again, if not higher. And, you know, maybe some tough decisions we're going to have to make on who we're going to let in and who not. But that's what it's all about. That's why you get into this business, to be a communications person. And it's a nice problem to have, that people care and that people want to be a part of something that is bigger than them. And it's fun to be able to play baseball at home in June. There's nothing like it.
Jack Duggan visiting with us. He is the Assistant Athletic Director for Communications here at Southern Miss, and the guy that is running things in the press box as far as media and communications is concerned with all these baseball championships at Pete Taylor Park. All right, now, as we get into this and the Ole Miss comes to town, the Super Regional, what are the challenges you've had the first couple of tournaments you've had here? What's the challenges as you come with a Super Regional now here with Ole Miss coming to town?
Well, we just want to make sure that everybody's taken care of. We want people that come into our city, come to our university, that they're treated with the utmost respect and they get the first-class hospitality that we're known for. And we want them, when they leave here, win or lose, whatever, we want them to say, hey, we had a great time, we ran a great tournament, and that, you know, if we had a chance to come back, we would certainly do that. And, you know, that, at the end of the day, that's your goal, at least that's my goal. And, you know, it's all the little things that go into a tournament that kind of, you know, makes things kind of click. I mean, you know, little things like coffee in the press box. Making sure their stats down and where the TV people are set up, you know, waters for practice days, little things like that make people's lives a little bit easier as they cover, you know, their respective teams. And, you know, we've tried to do that. We haven't been 100% on that, but I think we've done very well in covering those little things, and we hope to do that again this weekend.
You have been able to do some amazing things in running these tournaments, and not always with full-time staff members. There are a lot of full-time people working with you, but your staff consists of some graduate assistants, a lot of student assistants, and just people from the community who volunteer to help out and get things done.
Well, that's the only way that we get stuff like this done. I mean, our people in our community really care about Southern Miss baseball and putting on a good event. And, you know, I mean, I start with my staff, Jack McDonald, who's our director of communications. who has been the tournament media director last week, and he'll serve in that role again this week. Phenomenal job making sure all the post game press conferences have gone, you know, as scheduled and on time, and getting all the information out to all the people that are covering the event in a timely manner. Grant Keith, who was just hired as a associate director of communications, he has overseen our social media accounts for baseball and has done a wonderful job with that. And then, you know, graduate assistant Max Greenough, who has overseen notes post game. He's done quotes. He's done everything that I've asked. All the little things. Sarah Hooper, who'll be another graduate assistant for us this next year, you know, has chipped in. And you know, then you know Shirley Hill, retired communication staffer, has come back to help. Cran Howell, who has a different role during the season, couldn't do that during the postseason, so he's helped out being an escort, taking teams, you know, from their dugout to the post-game press conference. You know, Pat Chambliss not helping us, but has been our umpire liaison for forever. And, you know, the list goes on. Lee Roberts, who serves as our moderator for our press conferences, his sons have been nice enough to be runners for us when we need them to run stats. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. We've had such great people that have such great pride in this university that it's fun to be a small part of that.
All right, Jack Duggan visiting with us, the Assistant Athletic Director for Communications here at Southern Miss, and a big part of the athletic program, former Golden Eagle baseball player and been around Southern Miss for a long time. Well, I said I was going to talk a little history. How does this team, and maybe it's too early to say, but how does this Golden Eagle baseball team kind of fit in the history of Southern Miss baseball?
Well, I think if you look pitching-wise, just on the surface, I mean, I think it probably will go down as probably the best pitching staff we've ever had. Over 700 strikeouts, an ERA just above 3, top 5 in the country in ERA and strikeout to walk ratio, and strikeouts per 9 innings, fewest walks per 9 innings. I mean, it just goes on and on. And you know, the job that they've done with our pitching, and then you know, offensively, I think that we've gotten better as the season has gone on. We've had 5 guys that have hit 5 or 10 or more homers, and it's just been, you know. And then defensively, we played really well. But we're a seasoned but still relatively young ball club. You know, you got, you know, your 3 captains and Will McGillis, Danny Lynch, and Drew Boyd, and they've certainly, you know, done a great job this year leading this club. And you know, you look at it, you only lose 3 guys at the end of the year. You lose Gabe Montenegro, who's been just a wonderful, wonderful piece for this program, who will leave here with a lot of school records in his grasp. We'll lose the big rig, Hunter Riggins, who's been just a wonderful addition as one of our top 3 starting pitchers on the weekend. And then we lose Drew Boyd, who, you know, he's going to go to medical school next year, and who has been done everything that he's been asked over the last 4 or 5 years.
You could make the argument that Hattiesburg is going to be the center of the college baseball world. I think the at least this weekend anyway, and with Ole Miss here and Southern Miss, great interest in the state of Mississippi, I can promise you this, not going to be any more excitement or interest in a super regional than the one in Hattiesburg this week.
Oh, there's no doubt. And you know what's funny is you can say that the road to Omaha literally runs through Hattiesburg, and But I'm looking forward to it. You know, a lot of work to get ready for it, you know, before Saturday at 3:00. But I think we'll be ready. You know, I know we will be, you know, in every aspect of holding the games, you know, and I'm sure our team will be ready to play as well.
I know in talking earlier with Jeremy McLean and Jeff Mitchell, the city of Hattiesburg has done an amazing job of kind of putting their arms around not only the conference tournament, but the regionals and now the super regionals. And there'll be a lot of excitement in and around the city of Hattiesburg.
Oh, there will be. And, you know, it's a big week for our businesses and our hotels and, you know, to allow, you know, all these fine folks that come to our city, and you know, they're going to be spending a lot of money, and you know, it's great for our economy and you know, great for everybody involved. And you know, I will guess that it will be just hopping around Hattiesburg this weekend.
Jack, as always, thanks for the visit. Thanks for all you do for Southern Miss, all you've always done for Southern Miss, and all I know you're going to do in the future. Keep up the good work. Have a great Super Regional, and let's see if we can't get the Eagles a couple of wins and a trip to Omaha.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Jack Duggan, the old left-hander. You hear him on the radio with me throughout most of the baseball season, and nice enough to sit down and visit with us today. Thanks, as always, to Jeremy McLean, our Director of Athletics. Thanks to Jeff Mitchell, our Deputy Athletic Director. Director here at Southern Miss, and again, Jack Duggan, the old left-hander, the assistant athletic director for communications here for Southern Miss Athletics. Until we meet you again next time, John Cox is always reminding you of the three essential happiness, something to do, something to love, something to hope for. Hope to have you with us next time as we continue to go inside Southern Miss Athletics.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.